Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. This morning we're going to be talking about pure religion, the untold story. Amen. Pure religion, the untold story. Our scripture text for this morning is James chapter 1, verse 27. The scripture reads as follows: pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, we just ask that you will continue to give us your knowledge. You continue to give us your wisdom that we may be able to give another. Oh God, we just thank you and we magnify you for all that you have done and what you will do in the future. Father, we thank you. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you on this morning, amen. We want to talk a little bit about religion, amen. We know that in the Webster Dictionary see religion as being an institute, as being within an institution, amen, according to Webster, amen. But God, amen. But God, in the Bible, sees religion as a service to God, amen. We're not talking about a Baptist. We're not talking about a Catholic. We're not talking about a Methodist, or some may say a denomination, or undenomination, but we're talking about what we are doing for God. Hallelujah. What we are doing for God. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. The scripture is very clear. Very clear. many of us are mistaken, amen. But even though that we mistaken, amen, the word is right here, amen, that you may understand and that you may hear, ooh God. So we ask that you listen to the word of God, that the word of God may be sweetness unto your ears, amen, ooh God. Hallelujah, oh God. The scripture says this, church. Amen. Let's look at verse 22, the first chapter of book of James, starting at verse 22. The scripture says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, who you are deceiving? The Bible says you are deceiving your own self. Amen. Not someone else, but you're deceiving, amen, your own self if you're not a doer of the word of God. Amen. Amen. This word doer is an action word, amen. It's telling you, it's putting you in action, amen, that you are doing something and you are doing it for God, amen. Hallelujah. So we know you are at work, amen. Whatever you're doing at work, amen, amen, for the word of God, amen, as a hearer. You put whatever you are hearing in action for God, amen. The scripture said in verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Now, this glass is talking about a mirror. He's giving an analogy towards a mirror. Amen. The ancients used to use the mirror, the glass, as a mirror, amen, to see oneself, amen. So we would know this glass as a mirror, amen. So he said, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. We'll go. So if you would hold your natural face in a glass, amen, you will truly see what's in that glass, amen. The scripture said in verse 24, he said, for he beholded himself, amen, amen, he beholded himself, he sees himself, oh God, and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of a man he was. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? It says, when you behold yourself, amen, oh God, he says, you forget what manner of a man you are, amen, oh God. As many of us have forgotten who we was, amen, past tense, amen. We have forgotten who we was, amen. God has brought us back from a mighty long way, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. We have forgotten where God has brought us from, amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Many of us want to talk about this and talk about that and what we have and what we're gaining and what we're trying to do, amen. But we have truly forgotten where God has brought us from. Oh, God, hallelujah. He said this in verse 25. He said, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, liberty is freedom, amen, and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Oh God, hallelujah. He said, this man will be blessed in his deed, the one that could look into the perfect law of liberty, the one that can look God eye to eye, amen. Can I get a witness here without any condemnation? Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, many of us have condemnation in our own mind. So how can we do the work of God that we guilty? Amen. We'll ban our faults. We'll ban our judgments. We need to look at ourselves first. We need to examine ourselves first. You need to pull the plank out of your own eye first, amen. Can I get a witness here? Before you can pull anything out of someone else's eye, amen, you have to recognize who you really are in Christ. You need to recognize where God has brought you from in Christ. Hallelujah, before you can move forward in Christ. Pure religion, the untold story. Hallelujah. He said in verse 26, if any man be among you, seem to be religious. Can I get a witness here? He's saying, bridle not his tongue. Oh, God, you have to be able to control your tongue, he said. Amen. But deceiving his own heart, deceiving his own mind, his own thinking, amen. This man's religion is vain, non-vile. Oh God, hallelujah. This man's religion is non-vile, vain. Can I get a witness here? Is many of us really don't have religion. We say we have religion, but the Bible say that your religion is vain, amen. Why? Because you cannot practice self-control, amen. Can I get a witness here? You cannot practice self-denial, church. Oh, God, hallelujah. Religion starts with the church first. It starts with us. Oh, God. Amen. Verse 27, the scriptures say, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. This is the definition of religion, pure religion, true religion. He said to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Ooh, God, yourself stainless from the world. Ooh, God. That takes some work, amen. Should I get a witness here? That takes a lot of self-examination. Can I get a witness here? That takes a lot of looking at oneself in the mirror and recognizing who you really is, amen. Recognizing the liar in you. Recognizing the hypocrite in you. Recognizing the untruth in you. Can you recognize the untruth, amen, that someone been preaching to you, amen? Can I get a witness here and deny that truth? That's religion. Denying, amen, yourself. Denying the flesh. Denying what you have done wrong, amen. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, and putting all this mess aside for God. Can you do that today, church? Oh God, you have an inner service and then you have an outer service. Can I get a witness? The outer service is to visit, amen, the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. He's talking about the poor. Can I get a witness here? You have an outer service and you have an inner service as a religious individual for God. Oh, y'all don't hear me here. Oh, God, hallelujah. I say this in Jesus' mighty name. We need to understand what God is talking about, amen. Oh, Lord, this self-denial is needed. It's necessary, amen. On that note, let me get you to turn, amen, to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 read like this. He said, I beseech you, amen, meaning that it's an urgent matter, amen. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. He's talking to the church. He said, brethren, he said, by the mercy of God, that ye present, can I get a witness here, that you present, amen, not your neighbor present, not your sister present, not your brother present, not your nephew present. You focused on the wrong person, amen. Can I get a witness here? He said, but you present. Oh God. He said, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Can I get a witness here? A living sacrifice. Oh, God. The Old Testament sacrifices when they used to put an animal on the altar for their sins or for their lack of entrustment to God. Amen. They would put it on the altar. Can you put yourself on the altar for God? Can I get a witness here? He said, present yourself a living sacrifice, holy. He did not say sinful. He said, holy. You have to present yourself holy. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Acceptable. Oh, God. You have to be acceptable to God, holy to God, acceptable to God. Oh God, where is your reasonable service? This is a reasonable thing that you should be doing for God. Amen. Can I get a witness here by presenting your bodies? You present your bodies a living, not a dead, a living sacrifice. Oh God. That the only way you can do that is by self-denial. Can I get a witness here? Verse 2. He's saying, be not conformed to this world. Hallelujah. Meaning that don't take on the image of this world. This is how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to present yourself, by not taking on the image of the world, amen? Because the world is your enemy. You become friends with the world. You become enemies with God. Hallelujah. He said, but transformed, amen, by the renewing of your mind. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to do this by reading, studying the Bible. It's not the preacher's job to do this. You have to do this. Amen. It's your responsibility. You cannot put it on anybody else. It's unacceptable. Hallelujah. Oh God, by transforming, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good. He didn't say bad. He said good and acceptable and perfect will of God, which is the word of God. Can I hear the witness here? Oh God, I don't care, church, the way you do it, but the Bible tells you here what you need to be doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Oh God, if you would just look in the mirror, oh God, can I get a witness here? It reminds me of a very, very popular song, amen, that was once written, amen. He said something about a mirror, a man in the mirror, amen. Can I get a witness here? You got to start with the man in the mirror, church. And when you look in that mirror, church, you gotta be willing to make a change. Can somebody out there make a change? Could somebody out there look into that glass and look into that mirror and see who you really are? Amen. Can I get a witness here? Could somebody pull their mask off? Amen. Oh, God, Jesus, in his mighty name. Could somebody, can I get a witness here? Could somebody stop hiding? Oh, God, hiding who they really are, amen? Could somebody stop blaming the devil for all of their actions, oh, and the evil doing? Hallelujah. Could somebody accept, oh, God, they downfalls and the reality of their real and welcomed deep inside, they self and really seem that I am no good, unacceptable, rich of a man that was saved by the Messiah called Jesus the Christ. He gave me another chance. He gave me another opportunity. He lifted me up above my sin and called me in to his marvelous light. Because somebody, oh God, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, oh God, we're talking about pure religion, the untold story. Truly it's an untold story, because the people think you got you thinking that religion is the institution. Amen. Amen. I come by to let you know that pure, true religion, amen, can I get a witness here, is your service to God, number one, an outward service to God, number two, it is an internal service to God. Oh God. So we gotta get on our best behavior. We gotta get on our best analogy, amen, and understand what God is really talking about when he's talking about religion, because some of us are really and truly erred from the faith. Can I get a witness here? This means that we've been deceived, amen. And because we have been deceived, we no longer practice true religion.